It was his first State of the State address as governor, and on Tuesday, Murphy spent about a third of it discussing an audit of the state's tax break programs. Murphy bashed not only the state's lax enforcement of the incentive agreements, but also the law itself.
In the most egregious cases, past business incentives got turned into crony capitalism. The audit revealed bad policy, badly run, a program more likely to have been drawn up in a smoke-filled back room than created for New Jersey's future.
Lou Capelli doesn't see it that way.
It was as transparent as can be.
Capelli is the Camden County Freeholder Director. He says the Economic Opportunity Act of 2016 made it much easier for businesses to get tax breaks to move to Camden, something that had been difficult before.
The Economic Opportunity Act created opportunities for investment at a level that was appropriate for Camden City. And as a result, you know, thousands of jobs have or will be created.
He says $2.5 billion have been invested in Camden in the last 5 years, and he says it was stimulated in part by the state's tax break program.
Prior to this program, Camden City had the highest crime rate, the highest dropout rate in high school, the highest unemployment rate in the nation. That has all been reversed.
Capelli agrees that businesses that broke the rules should face consequences, but he says overall, the program has been a huge boost to the distressed city. Camden Yard Steel is located in the city's port. The company moved there from Philadelphia in 2000, and CEO Mike Amato says back then there wasn't much going on.
This city was kind of like a doldrum for many, many years and just kept getting more depressed. Something had to happen.
But he says in recent years, Camden has changed. Amato says the state's tax break program helped keep businesses like his in Camden and prompt new ones to move there.
As you can see, there's a lot of action around us. The Holtecs, the 76ers, American Water, you know, NFI, the high-rise buildings.
After his State of the State speech, Murphy clarified that he wasn't taking aim at Camden specifically when he criticized the state's tax break program, but the city has been one of the biggest beneficiaries.
I don't know. I haven't had Camden in my mind as I've been thinking about this. I've got the entire system of $11 billion going out the door trying to figure out what the heck happened to it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Still, some critics of the program believe Murphy should have been criticizing the way tax breaks were used in Camden.
From the very beginning, I saw it as a corporate welfare scheme.
Kelly Francis is the former president of the Camden NAACP. He believes the program was used to hand out political favors to friends of former Governor Chris Christie. And he says many of the companies moving into the city and relocating from elsewhere in the state aren't offering jobs that Camden residents are trained for.
They are high-tech jobs, professional jobs, corporate jobs, so there are very few that benefit Camden City residents.
At Camden Yard Steel, about one-third of the workforce lives in Camden, but the tax breaks don't require companies to hire within the city. Murphy is turning his criticisms into suggestions for a new tax incentive program. He says he supports tax breaks done the right way and wants to put a new system in place that caps awards and strengthens oversight. In Camden, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.